一位作者，一位这个宣教士，也教这个宣教学，很早以前我就已经读过他的书，现在还是继续的写作，也继续的研究，他是这个Juliet 我们新任的这个老师的这个其中一个指导，Dr. Juliet 是我们的老师。We are so privileged also to have Mrs. Snyder in our midst. May I request Mrs. Snyder to stand up for us to acknowledge? Thank you. I know how to greet in Spanish, but not in Portuguese. Sorry, I cannot greet you. We have four of your books, and Dr. Snyder promised to give us more of his books if we ask Juliet to order for us. We'll give the following time to him. Reverend Elder Lim will translate for us. 我们请林长老替我们翻译。Let's welcome him with a round of applause. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's a joy to greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
谢谢邵院长。我奉耶稣的名，问大家的安，也非常高兴在我们当中。
My wife and I have been in Manila now for a little less than a week.
我的太太和我，我们在马尼拉已经还不到一个星期。
So we've had some chance to meet a number of people of various places, including at Asia Theological Seminary.
我们有机会遇到不同的人，包括在亚洲神学院的一些同学和同事。
And yesterday we had the opportunity to visit the Intramuros section of Manila and since learn more of the history.
昨天我们也有机会到马尼拉的这个皇城那个附近那个区，可以了解一下菲律宾的历史。
I want to have us focus this morning on a passage in Genesis chapter 9.
今天早上我们要看创世纪第九章。
And we're going to look especially in Genesis 9 at verses 8 through 17.
创世纪第九章第八节到十七节。
And you'll note that this passage deals with God's everlasting covenant with the earth.
在这段经文里面，我们知道是神和他所创造的这个地球或者这个地的立约。
And so that's our theme this morning, God's everlasting covenant with the earth.
也就是神永远与地所立的约。
And I wonder if you could read for us 9:8 through 17 of those verses.
Okay. 好，我们一起来看创世纪第九章第。八节开始啊，神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说：“我与你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我与你们立约，凡有血弱的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏地了。”神说。我与你们并你们这里的各样活物所立的永约是有记号的。我把虹放在云彩中，这就可做我与地立约的记号了。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中，我便纪念我与你们和各样有血弱的活物所立的约，水就再不泛滥毁坏一切有血弱的物了。虹必现在云彩中，我看见要纪念我与地上各样有血弱的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说，这是我与地上一切所有血弱之物立的记号了。除了方舟，挪亚的儿子就是闪、聂、雅弗，还是迦南的父亲，这是挪亚三个儿子，他们的后裔分散在全地。
And I want to focus especially on verse 16, which summarizes, I think, what I want to talk about this morning.
我们要特别注意第十六节，也可以说是我今天所要讲的一个总归纳。虹必现在云彩中，我看见 就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。
And this says in the English Bible, whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. Now, I've been reflecting on this in this chapter for the last 3 years.
过去这三年，我一直在默想这一段的经文。
A couple of years ago, I published a book called Salvation Means Creation Healed.
我前几年有写了一本书书的名字就是说救恩就是这个地被拯救的已经的人已经被医治了。
And this is largely a reflection on what the Bible says about the relationship between God and the earth in God's plan.
这也是圣经里面所说的神跟这个地所立的约这件事情。
And so I want to share a bit of that this morning.
今天早上我要跟大家来分享这一点。
Now you remember Jesus when he was walking the earth told a number of parables.
我们知道耶稣在地上的时候他讲了很多的比喻。
And he told several stories about his promised return to earth.
他也讲到很多是有关于他在回到这个地球上的事情。
And one day Jesus said, it will be just like in the days of Noah, one will be taken and another left.
所以他也曾经说过，那个时候就会像挪亚的日子一样，一个被留下，一个被取掉。
And Jesus often interpreted his own mission and message in light ofNoah, in light of other Old Testament figures.
耶稣他提到这些事情的时候，也常常会联系到旧约的其他人物，像挪亚一样。
But this one statement he makes is particularly interesting. It will be just like in the days of Noah, one will be taken and another left.
所以呢，他很有趣的说到这句话，也就是会像挪亚的日子，一个被取去，一个被留下。
Now think of that, the days of Noah, some were taken and some were left.
所以我们想到挪亚的日子，有的被取去，有的被留下。
Now, I had always assumed that the ones taken away were the righteous ones and the ones who were left behind were the evil ones.
通常我就是假设这些被取去的是公义的人，是义人，这些被留下的是恶人。
But that's not what the story of Noah tells us.
但是呢，挪亚的故事却不是这样说的。
In fact, Jesus gives us two clues here that the ones taken away are the evil ones and the ones who are left are the righteous ones.
耶稣的话语当中也暗示我们那些被取去的反而是恶人被留下的是义人。
And the first clue here is when Jesus says, as in the days of Noah.
所以第一个提示呢也就是他说的正如挪亚的日子一样。
So you remember the story here in Genesis chapter 8.
所以我们也记得挪亚在创世纪第八章的故事。
It was the evil ones who were swept away by the flood.
所以那些恶人他们都被这个洪水淹没了。
And it was the righteous ones who were preserved on earth by the ark.
只有义人在方舟里面被神保留了。
Now this statement of Jesus was puzzling to his disciples.
耶稣所说的话对他的门徒来说他们都很惊讶不明白。
And so they said, where will they be taken?
他们就问说他们要被带到哪里去呢?
And here Jesus gives his second clue.
耶稣呢再给他们另外一个暗示。
He says, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather.
也就是说哪里有尸体也那边呢就有这些鸟要来吃他们的。
In other words, the ones who are taken away are those who go to the place of death and destruction.
换句话说，这些被取走的，他们去的地方就是毁灭的地方。
So this posed for me a question. The question is, why did I so long misunderstand Jesus' words here?
当然我的问题是，为什么我要这么久才明白耶稣的话呢？
And I think the answer is found in Genesis 9.
我想那个答案就在创世纪第九章。
I had not paid enough attention to the days of Noah.
过去我没有太注意这句话，就是挪亚的日子。
And especially these verses, God's covenant with the earth that's emphasized in Genesis 9.
还有这第九章里面所强调的，就是上帝与地所立的这个永约。
So let's briefly revisit the Noah story that we have here.
所以我们很快的再温习一下挪亚的故事。
I'm not going to focus on the flood and on the ark, but rather what happened afterwards.
啊，我们的焦点不放在这个挪亚的方舟和那个洪水。
So the flood was judgment. It was destruction of evil.
啊，我们知道这个洪水是上帝的这个审判。
But following this is a new beginning, the covenant that God now establishes.
但是洪水之后是神与他们立约，这是一个好的事情。
And again, especially verse 16 here, whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on earth.
特别是16节说，每一次虹彩出现在云彩中的时候，我看见就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。
God is a covenant-making God.
我们的神是一个立约的神。
And we are here because of the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ.
今天我们会在这边，也是因为在耶稣基督里面所立的这个新的约。
That covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ was the culmination of a series of covenants earlier.
以耶稣的血来立的这个新约，是过去很多的约来到的一个最高的一个点。
So the covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ points back to what God had been doing through history.
因此，以耶稣的立所的血所立的约，是回顾以前所立的这些约。
And it points ahead to what God is yet going to do in through the work of Christ fulfilling the promises.
还有呢，还要往前面看，也就在基督里面，上帝所要完成的。
And to restore it after the fall.
上帝是主动创造这个世界，他也主动使这个已经堕落的世界又恢复。
And this is a key to understanding God's plan throughout Scripture, isn't it?
这呢也是我们能够明白上帝在圣经中所说的这些计划的一个门窍。
That is, God's taking the initiative to establish a series of new covenants, further developing His plan of redemption.
所以借着这些所立的约，也就是慢慢进入到他的这个永恒的计划当中。
And so it's important that we look at this first covenant, this very first covenant in the Bible.Which God establishes.
所以很重要的，我们必须来看圣经中上帝第一个与地所立的约。
That is the first covenant after the fall.
也就是人类堕落之后所立的第一个约。
Because in a sense there is a covenant already between God and Adam and Eve in the garden.
因为原则上我们可以说，在伊甸园里面，神跟亚当夏娃原则上是有一个约。
But with the fall, God begins by step bringing.The plan of salvation in which we still participate today.
但是从这个时候开始，上帝还是一步一步的带领我们与他立约，一直到今天我们还是在神立约的这个过程的当中。
So if we want to understand the covenants, we need to begin not with Abraham, not with Moses, but with Noah.
所以我们如果要明白上帝的约，不是从亚伯兰开始，乃是从挪亚开始。
And I mention this because very often when we talk about biblical covenants, we start with the covenant with Abraham.
因为很多时候，当我们谈圣经的约的时候，是从亚伯拉罕的约开始。
But that's like beginning with the second step when we should begin with the first step.
那如果这样做呢？其实我们从第二步开始，而不是从第一步开始。
So I want to ask three simple questions about this covenant that is specified here in Genesis 9.
所以有关于这个第九章这边所说的约，我要问三个问题。
And here are the questions. Number one, what was the meaning of the Genesis 9 covenant in Noah's day?
第一，也就是说，在挪亚的时代，他们对这个第九章所说的约，他们的理解是什么？
The second question is this covenant still in effect today?
第二呢，这个约今天是否还是有效的呢？
And the third question is, if it is still in effect, what does that mean for us? What does it teach us?
如果第二题的答案是说今天还是有效的，那么这个约今天跟我们的关系是什么？
So, if you want to follow the direction of what I'm going here, I have these three questions, these three points.
所以你跟着我讲的方向，我们就要讲这三个点。
And there are three questions, actually.
其实是三个问题。
And after each one, I have three responses.
每一题的后面我都有一个回应。
So the first question is, what was the meaning of the Genesis 9 covenant in Noah's day? What's it all about?
所以第一个问题，也就在挪亚的时代，他们怎么理解这个约？
Well, if we look into these verses, the passage answers that question quite clearly.
如果我们细读这一章的圣经，那个答案是非常明显的。
So I want to notice, want us to notice three things about this covenant in Genesis 9.
所以这个创世纪第九章我们要注意到三个点。
First of all, it's a three-dimensional covenant.
第一呢我们可以说它是好像一个立体的一个约。
Notice it's not just a covenant between God and Noah or between God and humanity.
所以不单单是上帝与挪亚还是说上帝与人类立约。
So it's not just God and people.
所以不是单单神与人。
But it's a three-dimensional covenant, God, people, and the land.
乃是神与人还有与这块地。
A covenant not only between God and Noah's family, but as it says, with every living creature on earth.
所以不单单上帝与挪亚和他的家庭立约，而是这边很明显的说，与地上所有有血肉的活物立约。
And so it's very interesting to see who is included in this covenant here.
所以在这个约的里面，非常有趣的是什么人是参与在这个约的里面。
And we can understand that by looking at what it says about God, about people, and the land.
所以我们可以要明白的话，我们就要看看他这边讲到有关于神与人、神与这地上的东西的关系。
So you might think of this covenant as a kind of a triangle with God and the people and the land.
所以我们可以用一个三角形来代表，就是神、人还有地上的东西。
And the sovereign, loving, redemptive God is at the top, is the initiator.
所以在最高顶峰的那边，我们有这位慈爱、爱这个世界的创造者神。
So this is God's covenant.
所以这是神的约。
God takes the initiative.
神主动来立约。
God, the Creator, is here the one who establishes and sustains the covenant.
神这位创造者，他立约，他也支持这个约。
God establishes and sustains this covenant with Noah and all earth.
上帝与挪亚与这个地上的东西立约，也是他来支持这个约。
So notice in verse 9, I now establish my covenant.
所以在第九节他说，我现在与你们立约。
So it's first of all God's covenant, not ours.
所以这个约本身是神的，不是我们的。
It's beyond our control or manipulation.
不是我们能够去操纵的。
And three times in this passage, for emphasis, God refers to the covenant as my covenant.
所以有三次上帝强调，这是我与你们立约，这约是我的。
But this covenant is with Noah and his family.
但这个约也是神与挪亚的家庭立约。
So it's a covenant between God and Noah and his family, that is humankind.
也就是代表人类，所有的人类。
Because it says Noah and his descendants.
因为这边说挪亚和他的后裔。
In other words, a covenant between God and the whole human family that descended from Noah.
简单的说，也就是上帝与挪亚的家庭和他的后裔，还有整个人类。
So this is a covenant between God and humanity.
所以我们可以说，这是上帝与人类所立的约。
So remember that because we are descendants of those who were saved in the flood.
这个很重要，因为我们也可以说，我们是这些在洪水被拯救的家庭的后裔。
So this covenant reaches to us.
所以这个约跟我们有直接的关系。
Now the background here, of course, is the creation account in Genesis 1 and 2.
当然这里的背景是在第一章、第二章上帝的创造。
In a sense, this is a new beginning, a new creation.
从一个角度来说，这是一个新的开始，一个新的创造。
God created Adam and Eve in an implied covenant relationship with himself and with the garden.
上帝创造亚当、夏娃，原则上是有一个约。
So in a sense, the plan of salvation begins here after the flood.
一方面我们也可以说，救恩的计划就在从这个洪水以后开始，就在第九章。
In other words, this is the first covenant, which will then lead to subsequent covenants.
这也是第一个约，然后会引进到其他的约。
And so this covenant in Genesis 9 is a covenant between God and the whole human race.
所以这是一个神与整个人类的约。
And it establishes a relationship.
这边是有建立一种的关系。
A covenant establishes a relationship, and this establishes the relationship between God and humankind.
因此我们可以说这个约是建立神与人之间的关系。
God is the sovereign God and sustainer. We are his creation and his stewards on the earth.
神是那个主动立约的，我们是他所创造的，因此呢，我们是来管理他所创造的。
See, we see it's a covenant with God and the people, and then with the creatures, with all God's creatures on earth.
所以上帝与人类立约，也与这地上所有的活物立约。
And the passage puts a lot of emphasis on this, the covenant with the creatures.
啊，其实这章我们可以看重复的看到他一直讲到我与地上有血肉的活物立约。
In other words, this is not a covenant only with humankind, but it is a covenant with the whole creation.
我们可以说，不单神与人立约，也是神与他整个的创造物来立约。
In fact, this is one of the most surprising things in this covenant.
也可以说，这个约里面啊，最好像啊很奇怪的一件事情。
That is this emphasis on all creatures.
也就是他这边强调是与地上所有血肉的活物立约。
In fact, there is a sevenfold emphasis here.
这边有
in this passage on the creatures.
这边有一个七重的强调，这个。所有的有血肉的活物立约。
We see this verse 9, then again in verses 12, 15, and 16, and 17.
所以在这不同的经文里面一直的重复。
So we see phrases like every living creature that was with you.
啊，比如说他说那些跟你在这个方舟里面所有的这些活物。
Then again, every living creature on earth.
一切在地上的活物。
All the living creatures of every kind.
啊，每一种在地上的活物。
And then in verse 17 is a kind of summary, all life on earth.
所以第十七节好像是一个总结，他说所有有血肉的活物。
So it could hardly be more comprehensive.
所以呢，再明白啊，再清楚啊，不能不可能。
And this sevenfold emphasis underscores the importance of this.
有这七次的重复，也让我们看到它的重要性。
Now this raises a question: Why would God put this stress on every living creature?
我们的问题是为什么这边要强调与所有有血肉的活物立约呢？
Well, it reminds us of what God said to Noah to take the one of every kind of the living creatures into the ark.
我们也想到上帝也让挪亚把所有的活物每一个种类都带到方舟里面。
Of course, he was actually to take two of every kind, as we know, into the ark.
每一种的动物都是一对一对的。
But this reminds us of the variety of creatures that God created and his delight in the diversity of his creation.
这也提醒我们上帝创造各色各样的东西也是他所喜悦的。
Why this emphasis on the creatures?
为什么要强调有血肉的活物呢？
Well, of course, at one level, it has to do with the matter of human sustenance. Sustenance provision.
一方面这边也讲到上帝的供应。
But it also reminds us of God's care and concern for his living creatures.
这边也讲到上帝对他的创造物他的爱护。
This tells us something very amazing.
这边是有一件非常奇妙的事情。
That God himself has a covenant with every creature, with every species he has made.
也就是上帝与这世上所有的种类的活物有立约。
In other words, they're not ours, they're God's.
换句话说，这些东西不是我们的，是属神的。
And so this is in fact a covenant with the earth.
也可以说，这是上帝与地所立的约。
And that's specific in verse 13, the covenant between me and the earth.
第十三节，他是这样说：我与地立约。
So this again is a three-dimensional covenant, God, the humanity, and the earth.
所以我们这边看到是有三方面的：神、人，还有地。
And we notice a second important fact about this covenant.
第二方面我们再注意到有关于这个合约。
And it is a covenant of preservation.
这个约可以说是上帝保存的约。
It's a three-dimensional covenant and it's a covenant of preservation.
它这个约是讲到上帝的保护跟保存。
We see this here in the emphasis on never again.
它这边说以后就不再有这样的事。
This covenant is God's promise never again to destroy the earth by a flood.
上帝在这个约的里面，他答应，或者他答应说不再被洪水灭绝。
And that's specific in verse 22.
22节也有再提出来。
As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
也就是无论在哪个季节，哪个时候，不会再有洪水来灭绝这个地。
Three times here, God says never again.
所以三次神说不会再这样。
And this is God's promise to us. to himself and to the earth.
这是上帝对人也对地所说的话。
God promises to preserve the earth, working out his plan to bring salvation through the subsequent covenants that he will make.
这是上帝所做的这个应许，要保护人类和这个地，以致带出他的救恩。
And of course, culminating in the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ.
当然他的最高点就集合在耶稣基督的血所立的愿。
So it's a covenant of preservation and you might say of preparation that leads the way to the subsequent.
所以我们可以说这是上帝他保护的约或者维护的约，并且呢一直带到主耶稣基督来的时候。
So it's a covenant of preservation and preparation.
所以呢它是一个保护的约，也是一个预备的约。
And in keeping with that, we notice a third fact here.
第三方面我们也注意到。
And that is, it is an everlasting, ongoing covenant.
这是一个永远的约，一直在进行的。
How long does this covenant last?
这个约会一直存到什么时候呢？
It's not just a covenant from this time until Abraham, but it says an ongoing covenant.
所以不单单是从这个时候到亚伯拉罕的时候，乃是一直持续下去的。
Notice in verse 19, a covenant for all generations to come.
比如说第十九节他说这个约是给以后所有的这些人类。
And in verse 16, we find the phrase everlasting covenant.
然后在十六节我们看到有这个词永远的约。
If you study the covenants in the Old Testament, you'll see that that's a very key phrase, everlasting covenant.
如果我们研究旧约，我们发现这个词是一个很关键的词。
It's the same phrase that God uses to describe later covenants, everlasting covenant.
上帝在后面所立的其他的约也都是用这个永约。
In other words, the Bible uses the same language here in Genesis 9 to describe this covenant as it does in referring to later covenants.
所以呢，圣经讲到九章的这个约用永约，以后所说的约也是用永约这个词。
And so it is an unending covenant.
所以是一个不会终止的约。
This was something of a surprise to me when I was studying this passage.
当我在读这段经文的时候，这个事情呢，对我来说好像是以前我没有想过的。
I guess I had always thought of this covenant more as a temporary covenant.
过去我都想这个约是一个暂时的。
A temporary covenant, perhaps until the second coming of Christ.
也许一直到耶稣再来之前而已。
But verse 16 here refers to God's covenant with the earth as an everlasting covenant.
但这边十六节所说的是一个永远的约。
In fact, in the Greek translation of the passage, it says an eternal covenant.
在这个希腊文的翻译旧约的里面，它是用的是这个永恒的约。
It's the same word used in the New Testament for eternal life.
也就是我们在新约里面用来形容永远的生命，同样一个词。
So this is saying God has an eternal covenant with his creation, with the earth.
也就是说上帝和他所创造的，无论是人还是这个地其他的东西，是一个永远的约。
Because God's aim has always been not to destroy his creation, but to restore it.
因为上帝的这个目的永远不是要毁坏这个他所创造的。
And so we find this continuing to be amplified in the New Testament with the promise of a new or renewed heaven and earth.
所以在新约的里面我们也看到它的另外一个层面，也将来还有这个新天新地。
John Wesley in England preached a sermon about this in the 1700s.
这个在17世纪的时候约翰韦斯里他曾经讲过这样的一篇道。
In fact, he preached several sermons toward the end of his life when he was in his 80s.
当他大概80岁快要离开这世界之前，他就讲了一个系列的讲道。
And one of these sermons was called The General Deliverance.
他其中的一篇的讲道就是那个整体性的上帝使我们脱离这些东西。
And his point is that in the new creation, God brings a deliverance of the whole creation.
也比如说像创世纪里面上帝让我们脱离这些毁坏。
Including all of the creatures of earth.
或者说上帝拯救所有的这些被造物。
And of course, that's what Paul speaks about in Romans 8.
当然这也是保罗在罗马第八章所提的。
In fact, it's a very useful study to compare Genesis 9 and Romans 8.
其实如果我们来比较创世纪第九章和罗马书第八章是很有关系的。
So that's some basic data from the scripture about this covenant.
这也是圣经里面给我们的这些资料有关于他所立的约。
The second major question I want us to look at this morning is the Genesis 9 covenant still in effect today?
第三方面我们所要思想的也就是创世纪第九章这个约今天是否还是有效的。
We can answer that question rapidly because we've seen already that it's an ongoing covenant.
我们可以很快回答这个问题，因为我们已经看到它是这样发生了。
It was not nullified or cancelled by later covenants.
所以呢，后面所立的约没有取代这里所立的约。
And we know that this covenant continues today for three reasons.
我们知道这个约一直延续到今天，有三个原因理由。
First of all, because it was a comprehensive, everlasting covenant.
我们可以说它是上帝这个所谓整体性，是一个永远的约。
Secondly, because the rainbow continues as a sign of the covenant.
第二方面，我们还是可以看到这个彩虹。
God says, whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant.
上帝说，彩虹每次出现的时候，我看见了，我就纪念我与地所立的永远的约。
So when God sees the rainbow, God remembers His covenant with the earth.
所以当上帝看见彩虹，他就纪念他与地所立的约。
And when we see the rainbow, we should remember God's eternal covenant with the earth and all its creatures.
我们看见彩虹的时候，我们也要记得上帝与人类与地所立的约。
So the rainbow is like God's cupped hand over His whole creation.
这个彩虹好像上帝手覆盖着他所创造的一切。
And we know that this covenant continues today because the interrelationship between God, humanity, and the earth, in fact, continues.
我们知道这个约还是持续，因为上帝与人类的关系还是持续的。
Here, environmental and ecological science help us.
在这边我们可以去探讨所谓这个环境学所给我们的一些提示。
Because science helps us understand more the relationship between humanity and the rest of the created order.
因为科学帮助我们了解人类跟其他被造物的关系。
But of course, as Christians, we understand it's not just a covenant between humans and others, but it's a covenant with God, most importantly.
当然，信主的人，我们知道这不仅仅是人类与其他造物被造物的关系，而是神与我们一切的关系。
So in other words, this covenant that we read about here in Genesis 9 is still in effect today and will continue.
所以我们知道第九章这里所说的这个约一直持续到今天，并且要持续下去。
So finally, what does this mean for us today?
所以最后呢，这个约今天跟我们有什么关系？对我们有什么意义？
And this is the third major question.
也是我们所问的第三个重要的问题。
What does the Genesis 9 covenant really mean to us? What are the implications for church, for ourselves, for mission?
今天当我们想到这个约的时候，跟你我的关系，还有比如说包括宣教，包括我们的教会，有什么关系？
So I suggest three implications of this covenant for today.
我建议在三方面，这跟我们还是很有关系的。
First of all, this covenant teaches us the true relationship between God, humans, and the earth.
这个约教导我们有关于神跟人真实的关系。
It's not a mythic relationship. It's not a philosophical relationship only. It is a revealed relationship that we find here in Scripture.
所以在这边不仅仅是一个哲学性的一种的关系，甚至于有一种像这个童话性的这个关系，而是上帝真实跟人之间的关系。
So God wants us to understand the implications of this covenant today.
所以上帝呢也要我们知道这个约所带来的各项的影响是什么。
Now, many Christians forget our dependence upon the earth.
很多时候我们信徒忘记我们还是需要这世上的一些东西。
And the place of the earth in God's plan.
还有这个世界其他东西在上帝的计划里面的角色。
Of course, we become aware of it if there is a flood or famine or food shortage.
特别当我们有遇到洪水，还是有遇到这个饥荒的时候，我们就会看到这些关系。
But Genesis 9 teaches us the nature of the created order.
第九章教导我们上帝创造的它的本性是什么。
And what do we see? It's a relationship, it's an interrelationship between God, the creatures, and ourselves.
我们可以说是上帝与人还有与地其他东西整体的关系。
In other words, this passage reveals the actual continuing relationship between God, humankind, and the earth.
还继续说，也就是上帝与人类与地一个持续的关系。
And so here today in 2014, it continues to be true that God is the creator.
所以今天2014年，上帝还是这个地球的宇宙的创造者。
And that we and the earth depend upon him.
我们还有地上所有的东西都是要依赖他。
And it continues to be true that we as humans depend on God and on the earth.
一方面我们人类，我们需要神，我们也需要地上一些的东西。
That we depend on the earth for our food, for oxygen, for our very life, physically speaking.
所以比如说从我们的生存来说，我们需要食物，我们需要空气。
And of course we see that the earth and all its creatures are under human control or at least human influence.
另一方面，这地上很多的东西也都在人的掌管的下面。
Because a covenant implies stewardship, responsibility.
因为在一个约的里面也是带着所谓你是一个管家的这个概念。
And so since it's a covenant, we have responsibility toward God and we have responsibility toward the earth.
因此在这个约的里面我们对神有责任。我们对其他的受造物也是有责任。
You see, it's not one or the other, it's both, because this is the nature of covenant.
不仅仅是一单方面的，而是包含一切的。
So it's a covenant relationship before it is any other kind of a relationship.
所以这是一个约的关系，超越其他任何的关系。
So that's one implication. Here is a second.
跟我们今天的关系是。
This covenant reminds us of God's concern for the living creatures.
这边提醒我们上帝对这些受造的活物他的关爱。
Some months ago, my wife and I were driving through the state of Ohio in the United States.
几个月前，我和我的太太我们就开车经过 Ohio 这个州。
And we were on one of the interstate highways there.
我们在一个高速公路上面。
And I noticed a number of deer that were dead along the highway that had been killed by automobiles.
我们就看到在这个高速公路上就有很多这些鹿被撞死在高路高速路上。
And I thought, well, we noticed that, you know, we're saddened by that, but we go on and don't think more about it.
当然我们看了虽然有点伤心，但是还是继续往前走。
But what did Jesus say?
但是耶稣怎么说呢？
Not a sparrow falls to the earth without the Father's notice.
他说到这个没有一只的麻雀掉在地上不是天父不知道的。
Not an animal is killed by an automobile without the Father's notice.
或者说有这样的一个动物被撞死神也知道。
Why? Because God has a covenant not only with us but with all the creatures.
为什么呢？因为上帝不但跟人有关系有立约，他也跟这些受造物有立约。
In other words, Earth's life forms exist for God, not just for human use.
也可以说，世界其他的被造物，他们的生存不单是为人，也是为神。
The creatures have their own right to exist because they are God's and exist for God's purpose and God's glory.
这些其他的受造物，他们也有权利生存，因为是神造他们。
And of course, the psalmist David picks up on this over and over again in the Psalms.
当然，在诗篇里面，大卫也一直有重复这样的一个主题。
Or think of the last chapter of the book of Job.
好，我们看这个约伯记的最后一章。
Or think of this verse in Hosea chapter 2.
还是想到何西亚第二章所说的。
This is God's promise in Hosea chapter 2, 18.
所以在何西亚书第二章十八节，神的应许是。
He says, I will make for you a covenant on that day with the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land, and I will make you lie down in safety. Hosea 2:18.
所以何西亚书这节的经文也讲到，上帝要与这些飞鸟、与这些禽兽有立约，他也让这些刀剑终止，让你可以和平安的躺在地上。
The implication is here, humanity has often been unfaithful to the covenant that we have here in Genesis 9.
很多时候是人类他们对这个九章的约不忠心，或者触犯了这个约。
But part of the promise of the new covenant is the fulfillment of what God had always intended.
所以我们说的那个新的约，也就是要来成全过去这些约不完整的地方。
Then the third implication here is that the Genesis 9 covenant gives us a biblical theological basis for creation care.
我们第三方面我们可以说创世纪第九章就给我们一个圣经的根据，为什么我们也要爱护就是其他的这些受造物。
And so this is important for our discipleship, for our spiritual growth.
这个跟我们讲到门徒的训练，还有我们个人的灵命的成长还是有关系的。
The spiritual growth is not just about spiritual things, it's also about physical things.
有关于我们灵命的成长，不单单是所谓属灵的东西，还有这些属肉体的东西。
Because we worship a Savior who was incarnate in the flesh.
因为我们所敬拜的这个主，他是道成肉身的。
Who died on the cross in the flesh.
他是在这个肉身死在十字架上的。
Who rose in the flesh, the physical resurrection.
他也是带着这个肉体又复活的。
Who ascended into heaven in the flesh.
他升到天上也是带着这个肉身。
And so we are given a fundamental biblical basis for understanding the stewardship that God has given to us.
所以在这边我们看到这个圣经的依据，也就是我们对这个地的责任。
And so where we end up with this in the New Testament is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以在新约的里面，那个高峰也就是基督身体复活的时候。
And particularly passages like Romans 8 and 1 Corinthians 15.
还有这个哥林多前书15章、罗马书第八章也都是重要的经文。
That is the liberation of all creation spoken of in Romans 8.
就像罗马书第八章所说的，一切的受造物也要得到释放。
The bodily resurrection of Jesus and the promise of our own bodily resurrection.
耶稣基督的复活，还有那个应许我们身体复活。
And the promise that the whole creation will be set free from its bondage to decay.
还有对这个整个创造被创造的这个世界，有一天要脱离这个死亡。
That what happened to Jesus in his resurrection will happen to us.
所以耶稣的复活所发生的这件事，也会发生在我们的身上。
That what happened to Jesus in his resurrection will happen to the whole creation.
耶稣的复活所发生的事，也会发生在一切其他受造物的身上。
So God sends us forth into the world today, day by day, with our responsibility to God, to one another, and to all the living creatures.
所以今天在这个世界上，我们对不单单对神，对其他的人，也对其他受造物都有一种的关系。
So may God bless and help us as we attempt to grow in our stewardship of the created order, in our worship of God, in other words, in our discipleship.
但愿神也帮助我们，无论我们是在我们的门徒训练当中，还是我们跟其他的受造物之间的这些关系，我们照样可以成长。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。